The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
I'm sorry there. I'm okay. I don't need the ER or anything. I was just trying to get some information from the show here today. Getting a little bit of a late start on the program. I'm okay. Todd, the radio guy, are you okay?
Well, I was until that little bit of news.
You were worried about the ER thing?
I'm worried about you now.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Honest. I'm A-okay.
Well, I believe you now, but that was kind of a scary way to start.
I just thought of this, actually. I was last night at a forum, community forum. I talked about it yesterday with Chris Myers, the U.S. attorney for North Dakota. And Dr. Richard Vedder last night from Ascension Health talked about at their facility in Fargo, one hospital, which would be the smaller of the two hospitals between Sanford and Ascension that are in Fargo, their hospital, they have 3 to 4 overdose cases in the ER every day. Every day. And it just kind of hit me as I was sitting here thinking about the different things that I have on my list to chat about today on the program. Okay, I want to do some math. So I called Sanford Health, and they are checking into at their facilities, which, of course, they have Bismarck, and they have Fargo, and where else is Sanford? Dickinson, right? So anyway, they're checking into their numbers, and it just took a little longer than I thought to get to the right people to get an answer on this. But I'm going to take a wild guess that giving what we know about just one hospital, that number is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 20, 30 heroin and opiate overdoses every day. These are people near death. What I'm trying to do is awaken people to this problem that are outside a circle of knowing anyone that's been touched by this and seeing if we can't start a conversation statewide about some fixes here, because this is a big problem. And the tenants go so many different directions. How we got here could take up hours and hours of time. I tend to point to some of those things that I don't think are real useful in trying to get to the root cause now, right? Because we are where we are, so let's fix the problem. But we're going to salute moms today on the program. Another of the important topics we're tackling today is moms. And what we want to do, what we want to accomplish with the second hour of the program today is have just a mompalooza, right? This is an opportunity for you to tell us a story about your mom and salute moms. Let moms know everywhere, even if they don't know the people that are on the radio that are talking about it, just how darn important they are. They really, really are. Now, don't groan, Todd, Manny, Rev, don't groan when I say this. But if we turn the clock back 30 or 40 years, there were problems, certainly, and some would argue, I'm sure from that time, every bit as much of the weighty problems we have today. But society has sort of, in my mind, forced moms to have to do more. And they do it so well, it's unbelievable. It really is. But I'm not really pro the push. In other words, remember when homes were built with a single car garage for the first time, and you saw one of those, and you went, wow, they've got an attached garage, right? Single car garage, oh my gosh. And pretty much all you needed. Then there was a double garage. Now, like if you don't have a double-double, you're in the low-rent district, right? I mean, and I think what society has done, and I'm not preaching here because I'm as guilty as anybody, you just end up with more stuff. You end up with more stuff. And I found that even with, we have a three-stall garage, but we have a four-stall behind that doesn't have a garage that you can put just like mowers and all that stuff kind of behind. You know, I mean, you fill it. You end up filling it. My point is, that all costs money. So to have the bigger house, the more garage stalls, the lake place, the bigger boat, one vacation enough? No, we got to do two. You know, more and more and more and more. And what happens? You know, parents' time to be parents is pushed out to have to keep up. And that's a societal problem. That's, I wouldn't blame moms for that. I wouldn't blame dads for that. I wouldn't blame anything other than just sort of us, just this society, just the way. But it does make me think about it. But that's, again, like a sort of a root cause. Another root cause would be, you know, I don't know, when my grandpa Adam, when he was out farming near Candy, Minnesota, or St. Leo, Minnesota, and had some sort of medical issue out there on the tractor, I don't think he ran to the hospital and said, give me a pain med. And he said, if his arm's still attached, he's going to keep working. And he had, you know, he was missing a few digits, my grandpa Adam. I don't know if he ran to the hospital or not, but now what do we do? Oh, it hurts. Yeah, it hurts. And we have audits. This is no kidding. There's such a thing as a pain audit. Did you know that? Healthcare providers are subjected to pain audits by the federal government and other entities to make sure that people's pain levels are being, quote-unquote, managed properly, which means you got to have the smiley face, not the crying face. And that whole thing, my gosh. What's that do? More pain meds, more pain meds. Now they tell us 9 out of 10 heroin opiate overdoses started with a legitimate need for pain medication. There's another root cause. Now, you can go flat out crazy trying to find all the root causes. To me, this is a four-alarm fire that needs to be dealt with right now when we have whatever the number is we find out daily in the way of overdoses happening. Here's a story that'll blow your mind. Can you tell them a little revved up about this story? Two West Fargo high school students overdosed on fentanyl in the classroom last week. Let me repeat that in case you missed it. Two West Fargo high school students overdosed on fentanyl in the classroom last week. WDAY reporting they obtained an email from a West Fargo school resource officer saying students are using fentanyl in the classroom. Email says the drugs are made and brought in from China. Some students said they see drug use in their desks. Students are using it in eye drops and nasal sprays, and it could even be put in water bottles. The West Fargo Police Department and the school would not comment on the incidents. By the way, this fentanyl, 100 times more potent than heroin, and can kill you by just touching it. I don't think we have, as Heartlanders here, I'm not going to say this is a North Dakota problem, it's a Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, it's a United States problem. I don't think we have a handle on how big this is. It's really big. So that's a long way of telling you why I called the ER, because I want to share some stats today on the program that ultimately have you understand the level of this problem and ask you to take on a few takeaways, and that is certainly having a dialogue with your kids, getting a hold of their phone, making sure you may think, I think. I don't remember the last time I grabbed the phone of, you know, our sophomore in college or junior in high school, or for that matter, our 12-year-old, our 7th grader. You know, they're texting back and forth and Snapchatting and all the things they're doing. The good kids, they're great kids. I feel so blessed. My wife and I, very, very blessed. But you don't know who they run across. You don't know what it was. So trust but verify. And by the way, that's the connection to the drug dealers, that phone. So you're going to see that. Find monitoring devices. Get involved in this and do your part, because it's a big, big worry. Huge forum last night. I was so heartened to see you always see law enforcement and school officials and some of the usual folks. Health community was there, but a lot of moms and dads and kids and people obviously touched by this problem. And when the numbers are that big, it's going to touch all of us at some point. So really hope we can get our arms around this and do something about it. I'm open to ideas on how we can help and make this program useful as well. The last thing on my list, and then I'm going to go to your list, is Donald Trump and Paul Ryan in a bit of a dust-up prompts a discussion on this whole Never Trump crowd. Are you in the Never Trump crowd? I don't think Paul Ryan is, and I see Kevin Cramer was critical of Paul Ryan, saying he wasn't ready to back Donald Trump yet. I don't know if you have a favorite on that, Trump, right? Kevin, right? The Speaker, right? Who's right? But I'm also interested in what you think about whether or not time will ultimately heal some of this and these Never Trump folks are going to come around or not. I want to talk about that today on the program, too. And again, next hour, think about this now. What story can you tell about your mom that might maybe inspire other moms and let them know how much we appreciate them? Coming up on the program today, we call What's on Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Oil Can Program, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Call me on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and let's get talking on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, and in Euland, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Edition of What's on Your Mind, and I'd like to know what's on your mind. You found out what's on mine. I'm worried about this. I am. My eyes have been opened in new ways about this, and then, you know, I already was at that point, and then I hear about two West Fargo, North Dakota high school students overdosing on fentanyl in the classroom?
Not in our community.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is just... It's a four-alarm fire. I'll say it again. So agree or disagree with me, I welcome your comments. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Mom's Day salute next hour. Get those ready. Cloverdale Bacon for the best story of the day. Yes, we aim to please here, ladies and gentlemen. I'd go with that Chipotle garlic. I'm doing Chipotle garlic on the Traeger Grill this weekend. Can hardly darn wait. It'll be a lot of fun. We have a busy week next week, too. You marry Monday, Monsignor Shea and Jerome Richter will be here. North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple talking some budget issues. Tuesday, Kirsten Baszler, North Dakota State Superintendent of Education, will be here. Our talk radio town hall, we're having those regularly now, as you know, on the governor's race. And Wayne Stengem's turns next up on Tuesday, Attorney General and candidate for governor. And, this is so great. So many people are paying attention to this, and I find myself sometimes getting a little frustrated about, this camp chirping about that and this camp chirping about that. You know, people are engaged, and it's good. They're paying attention. The political window is condensed because it's a Republican primary. So I think it's great, and we're trying to do our best so you have all the facts. You're hearing from these folks. You're getting a chance to call them and ask them whatever you want, and we're going to keep doing that. We have the 24/7 line, so if a question hits you in the middle of the night for Wayne Stengem or Doug Burgum, fire it our way, 855-200-1776. We will have Paul Sorum on as well. There is a third candidate in that race, and we will have him on at least once before the election. So questions for any of them are welcome here as well. Congressman Kramer's Talk Radio Town Hall on Wednesday, and then we're in Carrington on Thursday, Watford City on Friday. A lot going on next week. Looking forward to that conversation. Travis in Minot is first up here on What's on Your Mind on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, Scott. I am just absolutely impressed with the fact that you're taking this issue with the drug problem to task. I sit on the Planning Commission in Minot, and we recently have been faced with a company that wants to come into town and open an opiate treatment clinic, which essentially amounts to a federal government sponsored treatment program that really just substitutes street drugs for prescribed drugs, supposedly puts these people on track for employment and productivity and so on and so forth. But the reality is, as you have been kind of keying in on, what's the root cause and how do we solve this? This solution certainly does not solve the problem. It just changes the drug. I was called by a constituent that is a pharmacist, adamantly opposed to it, as well as I was as I became educated about the problem. A, we know the problem exists. You've hit it on the head, as others have, that it really stems from the prescription drug side. Even I have a personal story in that regard with having a ACL done on my knee and was in to have to have that done, and they wanted to make sure that I took my pain meds if I ever felt pain. You know, it's like I wasn't supposed to ever feel pain and be sure to take that. Well, my wife's an RN, and I got home after the surgery and really wasn't feeling much pain at all. That was in the morning, about noon. I started to feel a little something, and she had left the house for some reason. I decided I'd take one. Well, I took one, and she got back and just royally chewed me out. Said, "Did you have pain?" I said, "Well, not terrible pain, but it felt it coming on." And the nurse said, "Make sure you take your pain meds, you know, if you start feeling it coming on." And she was really mad at me, and I guess long and short of it, I never took one again, and the pain never really was any amount to bother. But back to where I called was, you know, this opiate clinic in Minot has been approved. I know that they said they're working with Heartview in Bismarck to open another. I hate to say it, but I think it's an absolutely wrong solution. As the pharmacist constituent told me, the only real solution to these problems when they start, well, first fix the problem right at the doctor's office. And that seems to be a federally mandated issue already. The other thing is when the problem does start, there's only one way to solve it, and it's really hard, and that family has to get involved, spend and commit
Yeah, and here's one issue that I think is, and I'm with you there too. I'm not in the throw in the towel crowd, right? They're going to do it. They're going to do it. So let's make it easier for them to get it. And I know we've got an email here from a listener saying, just overall, if you regulate, then at least you can control the potency of the drug. Most heroin addicts start on a script, either theirs or someone else's. Making these available will eliminate most of the extremely dangerous and unpredictable heroin. You cannot cut the head off the snake. If you want to stop the dealers, you must hit them where it really hurts the pocketbook. Take away the market. I know that's a sentiment. I can't get there mostly on a deference to law enforcement. They say this is not the way to go, and I would think they, more than anybody, want to get rid of the bad guys. So I a lot to learn on that, and I want to know more about this clinic up in Minot, too, Travis. So thanks for reminding me that it's happening, because we'll dig into that a little bit. Here's one alarming statistic. We're going to find out, we're digging into this, how many of these overdoses are happening, okay? And so if I come in and I've overdosed on heroin, they can't call my wife. They can't call my parents. HIPAA prevents that. I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's an illegal substance, number one. So law enforcement ought to be alerted, and I think parents ought to be alerted. I think that, then you can start, okay, where'd you get it? You can do a lot more of that with these. There are more things that we can do for sure, but Travis, appreciate you calling. Walter and Hope, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott, I was listening last night to that program, and boy, it's really a big problem. But, you know, I told you last week what I think these law people, the representatives, the governor, or somebody should get something going in the hopper out there in Bismarck to treat these. Anytime they find any drugs in any of these kids, they should be randomly tested. Of course, the parents would have to sign that they'd let the take some blood out of the kid, even in freshman in high school, come through there once in a while and test them. And if they find anything, and warn the kids ahead of time that if they got drugs in their system, if they find it in their blood, they'll take their license away for so long a period. That would scare the kid into just saying no. They used to have a program on the police, the federal government had a program. Just say no, you know. If all these little kids and all the, you know, you're talking 12, 14 years old, are trying this stuff. If they just knew that they'd lose their license like a DWI, they'd be more careful and just say no. I don't want to even try the first time. That would probably be a big help to keep these kids from ever starting.
That's a great idea.
Anyway, that's my opinion.
It was a good one, Walter. There's a lot of common sense and hope, as I've long since known. Appreciate you calling. Why can't we do random tests in the schools? What would prevent a random test? ACLU would come in fine. I don't care. I like our chances. Wayne Stengem, take him on. Take him on. He'd take him on, right? Fight it, and then we know. What are we trying to do? Save lives, for crying out loud. I like the idea.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soybean basis in North Dakota has seasonal patterns that producers need to be aware of when marketing soybeans. The majority of soybeans produced in North Dakota are exported into Southeast Asia. This export program runs strong from October through about April. By the time we move into May, the South American crop is being aggressively exported. This competition causes a drop in exports from the Pacific Northwest, causing basis problems in North Dakota. The basis pattern in North Dakota is as follows. Weak at harvest, then strengthening into February, March, and weakens by May. Understanding the seasonality and basis levels for North Dakota soybeans is important to market them successfully. South America has a large crop again this year, and this will likely put downward pressure on basis by May. Be aware of this if you are storing North Dakota soybeans.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find them online at secureenergyfuture.org. Do like Donald Trump did yesterday. Push back up against this war on coal has found its way to the presidential race, where Hillary Clinton's running around saying, coal miners, you're gone. You're going to shut down these mines. I see she was in West Virginia yesterday and sat down at some round table, and some guy said, showed her a picture of his family and said, literally, you want to take out their livelihood? And she was, really was doing the honeymooners, Jackie Gleason thing there big time, trying to say, I was taken out of context, or I didn't mean to say what I, How do you take that out of context? She said exactly that. Coal miners gone. Coal mine shut down. Unbelievable. So Donald Trump went in and said, "Atta boy." Good for him. SecureEnergyFuture.org to find out more about this and what it means to your pocketbook. How much more you'll pay, like a 43% increase on average for your power bill. What did Donald Trump say, Todd? I think he threw on the coal miner hat.
I'll leave it.
They love him. Listen to this.
Nice. Y'all put it on, right?
Putting the hat on. We're
putting on the coal miner helmet there. There you go. There you go.
They sent it up. Somebody's hat sent up for them.
Now he's doing the shovel move there. Like,
yeah, that was pretty good.
Coal.
That was good.
Thank you. Listen
to this crowd. This is coal miners.
That is great. My hair look okay? Got a little spray.
Oh, for God's sake.
Give me a little spray. You know, you're not allowed to use hairspray anymore because it affects the ozone. You know that, right?
It's an interesting way to have ended it.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's more. I'll get more here, but
no, that's okay. He went. The coal crowd went crazy for Trump yesterday.
They did, absolutely. They went berserk.
Standing up for him, which was kind of neat. Speaking of which, Donald Trump is calling for unity in the party. Yesterday, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, was asked, "Are you for Trump?" He said, "Not yet. We're going to have a meeting, but I'm just not ready to go there yet, honestly." And so this has caused a bit of a dust up. What do you think is right here? And do you think the Never Trump folks will go away? By go away, I mean, will they soften? Will they come around to Trump? Or do you think somebody really literally on the 11th hour before this election that has been Never Trump will say, "I'm going to sit on the sidelines and If Hillary Clinton gets elected, so be it. Here's the deal. I believe Donald Trump has an opportunity. You know, he's ruffled feathers. He's a brass, crass guy, and that's appealed to a lot of people who are really mad about the direction of their country. I'm glad they're mad. I'm mad, too, because this is political malfeasance is what it is. It is unforgivable what's happened to your kids and your grandkids at the hands of political leaders in a $20 trillion debt. So we're mad. We're sick and tired. We're not going to take it anymore. Okay? And Trump has appealed to that crowd. Others who take a little softer approach about this, maybe are Republicans, conservatives, but we're in other camps. They're not. I think that's why you have the process of going through, hey, there's 17 up there. Who do I like? But he's the last one standing. So what do you do now? I would like to see Trump, and I think we're going to see this, go a little kinder, gentler between now and November. He can't give up what's brought him to this spot, but I think he can reach out to people who just don't get him and get why he is how he is and win them over. I think so here's the deal. All these people say Trump can't win. No way he can win. It's terrible. Look at his numbers. That's ridiculous. You don't know that. They just said that about Ronald Reagan and a whole host of folks that we now call former presidents. So I don't buy that for a minute. Let me ask you this. The amount of time in the spotlight of Hillary Clinton from 1990-ish to now versus Donald Trump, other than a reality show here and there, which is a small audience, to the national stage, vastly different, right? Hillary, a lot more time on the stage than Donald Trump. I believe Donald Trump, between now and November, can soften enough to bring down the unfavorables and bring more people in. I don't think Hillary Clinton... How does Hillary Clinton get likable? How does she remove the unfavorables? Tell me how I can get any warm fuzzies from Hillary Clinton. I'm being serious. I'm not being smart-alecky Republican that doesn't like Hillary Clinton. I don't think it's possible. I think it is for Trump. It's my take. Want yours? 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Back to the phones. Arlen in West Fargo, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Scott. Well, I didn't make the opiate meeting yesterday in West Fargo because I was at the National Day of Prayer gathering at the Holiday Inn last night. But I have a daughter, you know, we're from West Fargo. I have a daughter in West Fargo High School. And the first I heard of this opiate overdose at the high school was, you know, in the news last night after this event Thursday night. And I'm a little disappointed because as a parent at West Fargo High School, I mean, if there's a headlights epidemic, you know, your phone, you get a phone call, an email, a letter comes home, all that kinds of things get sent to parents to get communicated about things that are important that are going on at school. And I can't think of anything more important than, you know, two students overdosing and us having this big drug problem in this school or any other school, and there just seems to be a lack of communication. Then I watched the evening news last night. You know, nobody had a statement for the evening news to say about anything. And I don't know if it's just everyone's being quiet because there's an investigation going on or something.
Yeah, at some point there needs to be some sort of a statement. But I do empathize with school leaders. You got to get your arms around it, right? So it gets out there and then they can't say anything.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of regulations about it. But in due time, for sure, I mean... because I don't think there can't possibly be a West Fargo parent that's not in the same position you are to go, what? But you know what? I'm not going to put all on West Fargo. I guarantee if it's happening in West Fargo, it's happening in Fargo. If it's happening in Fargo, it's happening in Bismarck. If it's happening in Bismarck, it's happening in Williston, you know, in Minot, you know, yeah. Grand Forks. It's that's my point. When one hospital has four a day on average out of however many hospitals we have, one school has two overdose right there. This is everywhere. This is why it's a four-alarm fire.
Well, I totally agree that it needs a priority. And if I could just go to another topic when it comes to Trump, I'm in the never Hillary camp here. So, yeah.
It's a good place to be. Good place to be, Arlen. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
And it was unfortunate that the National Day of Prayer event and that forum were scheduled at the same time. I know you never can not have a night where there's not something else going on. But yesterday, how was that event?
There's a lot of people at both events.
It was. Was it the National Day of Prayer event? Good. Well done. Nice panel. Nice crowd.
Oh, it was very well done. All the seats were pretty much taken by the time the event started, so that was great to see the participation, too. It was all very good. And we touched on this topic. The person that, you know, handled the Prayer for Education touched on this opiate issue, too.
Those events are wonderful. They really, really are. Because I tell you what, we're sitting here searching for answers. We're trying to find solutions. There's one surefire solution to this, and that is prayer. So, and anything, for that matter, absolutely anything. I've never, ever, ever not taken something to prayer that I haven't ultimately gotten an answer. Not always the one I want, but at least an idea and a special piece okay, this is how it's supposed to be. Arlen, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Cody and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I noticed that Rob Port posted something yesterday about this protest that's targeted at Donald Trump. It's going to take place in Bismarck. It's being held by some NDSU student named Austin Klein, and he said that they're expecting backlash because Bismarck is such a conservative and notoriously racist place. That's been on my mind since last night that got posted, and I'm a small business owner in Bismarck, and I can't think of Bismarck as being a racist place. I can't think of anywhere in North Dakota being a racist
place. I don't
either.
I've lived here 19 plus years.
That's an outrageous statement. I heard about the event. I didn't see the post on Say Anything blog, but you know, that's an outrageous statement. It's so often the case with these you know, professional protesters who have to go jump the shark. You know what? Have a rally. You don't like Trump? Fine, whatever. Go do it. It's America. But to sit there and label the community of Bismarck as racist is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's basically what I was getting at. And people should check out what their group is standing for, because his post is really informative with that. And I don't know. I just think that it's really disrespectful, because he claims to be a former resident of Bismarck. And why would you throw 70,000 people under the, or how many people live here, I guess, but under the bus and say, hey, you're all racist or notoriously racist? Because the last time I checked, there was no Klan members running around in the street or anything like that. So,
well, do we know anything about this group or that individual? Are they Hillary supporters? Or are they, what group do they come from? Which angle are they approaching this?
I guess I don't know. They're for NDSU students that are starting it, and I guess he himself is just wants a peaceful protest against Trump, which I think he's failing to realize this isn't really a political rally. It's more Trump is speaking to the Basin Petroleum Conference. So,
yeah, exactly. Well, it's amazing to me how many of these pop up when Trump comes to speak, and I would bet you can pull a few threads and trace it back to Team Hillary or Democrats that are trying to act like Trump's this ogre. They're going to play that card a lot now till November for sure. But thanks for sticking up for Bismarck, Cody. It's well said, and glad you're listening today. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550. By the way, if you have a question for Donald Trump to answer at that event, get it into us. Already starting to come in. You can send it to my email, to scott@flagfamily.com, scott@flagfamily.com. Also, whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have a way you can anonymously send them in. whatsonyourmindradio.com, another way. Mike in Perham, Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Mike?
Yeah. Now, you want to find out just how unpopular Hillary is in Virginia. There was this one town where her people came in and asked to use the fire station for one of her little events, and they told her no. As a matter of fact, the mayor of that town said, hey, your ideas and Democrats' ideas of putting coal out of business has caused a great majority of the people in our town to lose their jobs.
I love that story, Mike, and I hope more people do that, right? Not just from the industry, by the way. If you flip the switch on and the power's there, thank someone in the lignite industry in North Dakota, in the coal world, right? Affordable, reliable electricity, yours, because of they're doing what they're doing. So we all need to be part of this fight. Thanks for sharing that story, though. Enjoy it.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Peter Pomonas, NDSC Program Coordinator, sharing tips for safety at railroad crossings.
Our message is pretty simple. It's to always expect to train about 16% of public crossings we have here in North Dakota. have the active warning devices. Obviously, the active crossing has gates and lights, devices that warn a driver that a crossing is up ahead. The majority of the crossings we have here in North Dakota are passive crossings. So a passive crossing is a crossing with no active warning devices. So it might just have a crossbuck, which to a driver is the same thing as a yield sign. All drivers must yield to trains. It's really important that everybody, every time they cross the tracks, are expecting a train and are making sure that they are crossing safely every time.
For more safety tips or to request a free presentation, go to ndsc.org/Operation Lifesaver.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This big $650 check, and I'm thinking your name could be on it. It's from the folks at B-Mobile. It could be your name. In fact, B-Mobile, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless, the name you know and trust, Verizon, for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. If you have a little Verizon envy right now, you're not on this big network, stuck in a contract or device agreement, maybe you left Verizon and now realize the other guy's network just doesn't live up to the hype. Whatever the reason, come home to Verizon to B-Mobile and they'll pay your fees to switch. That's what these checks are for. Get up to $650 when you switch to Verizon to B-Mobile. Call them. Stop by. They'll give you all the details on how it works. Whether you're at home, the lakes, or beyond, that's where B-Mobile is. Stop and see in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake. Maybe you're headed for Lake Metegoshi. Stop at the Botnobee Mobile on your way to the lake. In Minnesota, they're in Lakes DL, the Medjie, Thief River Falls, too. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, a few listeners have weighed in on this fella who is suggesting Bismarck is racist. Austin is his name, that wants to do this Trump protest. Evidently, he's a Bernie Sanders supporter, according to one of our listeners, Adam, who texted in. And as is typical of hard leftists, he lobs a lot of accusations without any corroborating evidence. You should try to get him on the show to defend his baseless smears of an entire city. He's been responding to Rob Port's posts on Facebook. Okay? We're on it. Shelley sends an email, says the guy is a punk liberal. Just a protester. He's friends on Facebook with Chase Iron Eyes. Enough said, she said. Well, how does that work, though? So if you're friends with somebody on Facebook who has some radical views, that means you?
Holy cow, I better check through my...
I have people who disagree with me all the time on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm always sparring with, Tony Bender or Jim Fugley or, somebody that is left of Lenin. And that's okay, right? You can have a conversation like that.
Facebook friends isn't like real friends anyway, right?
Right. Careful who you hang with, I guess, because somebody's going to say, well, they're Facebook friends with us. Eh? Here's an off-air call that came in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and a pile of text coming in on different topics here today that we'll get to in a second, too. Roll that, Todd.
Some of this drug problem I have to put on the schools and the administration there. School that my kids go to, we know that there's a big drug problem in that school. Administration doesn't want to do anything about it. They seem to refuse to bring in a drug sniffing dog. And there's a deputy sheriff that lives in the town, and he knows that there's a problem there, and he wants to bring in a drug sniffing dog. He says he would love to get a drug sniffing dog in that school because he knows that about a third of the students would have drugs on them. But the administration just doesn't seem to want to go that route. And I don't know why. And I don't know if there's anything that just parents can do to get it done or anything like that. But it's a school. I'm not going to say the name, but it's about 23 miles north of Bismarck. And it's just a well-known fact that there is a drug problem there and nothing is done about it. So there's part of our problem right there.
All right. Fair, I guess. Fair, certainly. Yep. We had a short comment, too, that came from a caller. Roll that one, Todd, and I'll get to these others.
Yes.
Your current caller is nailing it. And you nailed it the other day when you said this is all a heart problem.
Appreciate the call. We had some great calls, some great comments today. We love to nail it. We live to nail it around here, by golly. All right, here's some text. And by the way, as far as that caller is concerned about a particular school, there's no motivation for a school to, sort of dismiss the problem, right? That would just not, it would, you know. So I always wondered, is it the problem we think it is, or is that a rumor, or, whatever. But I would really just visit one-on-one with teachers and principals and superintendents, even school boards, if it's necessary. Go to a school board meeting if you think that's happening. Rather carp about it, just visit with about it, because my experience is, once you have the full picture, it isn't always as it appeared from the other side. Texter says, the only way Hillary can pull out the warm and fuzzies is when that grandbaby is born, if she ever overplays the loving grandmother part. We know it would be phony, however. Yeah, that would help, but I don't know. Does anybody see Hillary Clinton having any chance of the warm fuzzies? I don't know. She's just so transactional, you know? Texter says, maybe Ryan should make moves to unify. You go first. No, you go first. I don't know. What's the best way? I think it is. I think Ryan said it's a responsibility of the presidential nominee to unify. It probably is, some of both. Paul Ryan would need to do it with his coalition. And he is Speaker of the whole House, which is one of the reasons Kevin Cramer was critical of him of making the comments that he did about Donald Trump. I saw what Paul Ryan was doing in those comments, which really weren't anything other than I'm not ready yet, right? Leverage. He's playing the leverage card in my mind. He is getting a meeting, which, by the way, Fox and Friends has already reported that is happening next week. Closed door meeting between the two. So that my theory is already true. Wanted a meeting. Wants to sit down. Wants to say, here's our agenda. Will you go out and make this part of your agenda? In my mind. Hey, the big Mom's Day salute's coming up. Are you ready with your stories about your mom? Let's go.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.